time on Monday mornings to talk live on the telephone with R.W. Estella, who gives us a word in edgewise. Good morning, R.W.
Good morning, Allison. Ah, beautiful July. These are the days more than a few of us consider among the finest of the year. We try to invest our memory banks with poignant reminders of midsummer heat so that a mere 3 or 4 months from now, when temperatures decline, we might warm ourselves by simply recalling shirt sleeve shorts and sandal weather. Now, too, those of us residing in the Pine Tree State often remark to one another that even though we may be working, we are nonetheless on vacation, as we live in vacation land, or so our motor vehicle license plates tell us. Today we have the Ides of July, and in this middle of the month, the slender, white, trumpet-like flowers of the faithful Nicotiana plants that every year grow by the side of the back door leading to our patio are more fragrant than ever, their natural perfume wafting in on a gentle breeze through the dining room window. Also today is Harmenszoon van Rijn Rembrandt's 407th birthday. Although, of course, one of the finest portrait painters, Rembrandt was an extraordinary etcher as well, along with being a great landscapist. In Rembrandt's day, timber frame houses were the norm, with the European style of post and beam often called half-timbered because of the exposure of only one face of the beam on the exterior of the house. James Halliwell, in his 1855 Dictionary of Archaic and Provincial Words, notes that such houses were also referred to as post and pan. Quote, a post and pan house, he writes, is one formed of uprights and cross pieces of timber, which are not plastered over but generally blackened, as many old cottages are in various parts of England. The timbers in these structures is represented in the word post, the Anglo-Saxon word pan or pane, a piece or portion, refers to the filled-up interstices. We still use the word in the phrase pane of glass. I've had occasion to think of post and pan the past few days, since my girlfriend and I are building a house, and because we spent most of our funds on the purchase of the property, we'll be doing almost all the work of building the house ourselves. The framework will no doubt be post and beam, but we'll probably opt for a simple salt box clapboard exterior. Well, it's back to work here in vacation land, and it looks like another 90-degree day. Thank goodness a friend is helping me temporarily with my making the foundation footings from scratch the old-fashioned way, mixing one part Portland cement, two parts sand, and three parts aggregate. With enough water, of course. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.